Hello and welcome to this third audio in the Miracle Healing Series. I'm Dr. Alexandra Gayek, inviting you to happy health. Thanks for joining me. In the second audio, I shared my own story of how I became ill and what I did in all my efforts to get better, so you could learn from my mistakes and success. Today I'll talk with you about what really happened, what I learned that made the difference between those extremely frustrating 5 years with this unwanted condition and the 2 very short weeks in which it dissolved. When I look back on what I learned that day from the coach who gave me the missing piece to my understanding, I recognize what you probably know. Your readiness to heal at any moment is cumulative. You can see the missing piece only after you've already put all the other pieces into the puzzle. You can use the key only when you are already standing at the door. You may have studied and searched and tried things for years, only to hear something said in a slightly different way at just the right moment, and suddenly everything clicks into place. What this means is that everything that has led you to the exact conditions of your life right now has prepared you for what happens next. You haven't wasted your time. You haven't lost any ground. You have done exactly what you needed to do to get here, and here you are. You may be standing at the door right now and will receive the exact words right here in this session that for you will be the missing key. Or it may be that you're just starting to put the puzzle together, and I'll give you some important pieces now and others later that will only then fit together for you. You may be able to sense that you're on the right track, and what I'm saying validates what you already know in such a way that suddenly everything makes sense. You may hear something that makes you curious for the next audio and the next, until you hear the story that causes everything to click into place. For me, the missing piece at the time that my unwanted condition disappeared was to understand this. My embarrassment about my condition, my need to prove myself to the whole world, and my sense of urgency about it were creating a massive block in my energy. This business about needing to prove that I was perfect before I could teach anything truly only served to separate me from the very people I wanted to help. Rather than standing as an example of someone with faith in the unseen and being willing to be happy and feel blessed in advance of seeing results, I was actually demonstrating the belief that you can't trust in the unseen, that you have to see results before you can believe they are possible. The true gift of that ultimate healing session I had was faith. I shifted from needing to see and show proof to just being happy. This was, after all, what I was asking others to do. Be happy first. Being happy is what creates the physiological, biochemical condition that allows your body to do the healing it already knows how to do. All that energy about urgency and needing to prove myself and be good enough was just a version of the scarcity and separation trance I've been telling you about. Once the nature of that energy was reflected back to me and I could see it for what it was, I could feel the truth of it. It clicked. I didn't have to explore my whole childhood to understand the roots of the energy. I didn't have to fight against it, argue with it, reason my way out of it, any more than you have to fight against, argue with, or reason with darkness to get it to go away. I just had to turn my attention to the truth and let my experience be naturally filled with it, just the way a room is naturally filled when you turn on the light. What happened for me after that session was that I lost interest in my neck and everything about my website, the topics I'd been thoroughly immersed in, for the next couple of weeks. Instead, I enjoyed the beauty and majesty of the Grand Canyon on a backpacking trip. There weren't any mirrors there, so I wasn't reminded 50 times a day of my problem. Something else I had always wanted suddenly became possible, and I happily turned my attention and imagination to that. Amazingly, when I got home and found that the extra-large egg-sized lump was now the size of a pea, I couldn't remember being aware of it shrinking. I don't know when during those 2 weeks it actually changed. If a couple of close friends hadn't seen me just before I left on that trip, I seriously would have doubted that it had ever been as big as it was. The most amazing thing was that I didn't want to tell anyone about my miracle healing. Here I was, the miracle poster child I'd always wanted to be, and it just felt kind of normal. I didn't even mention my great healing experience in the monthly e-zine I write for my website subscribers for another several months. All that energy and urgency of needing to prove something was gone, and with it, the lump. Honestly, I don't have a good medical explanation for where it went. What I do have is a framework of belief that makes me happy. This is what you too will need if you are stuck in an unwanted condition and are determined to reach the condition you desire. In the next audio, I'll talk with you about how to recognize the framework you have and how to adjust it to work better for you in creating the condition you desire. I also have an understanding now of the energy of particular beliefs and how they impact the body. Once you have established a framework of belief that is friendly to wellness, you'll be ready for the adventure of discovery and letting go of whatever doesn't fit into that framework. This can all happen very quickly, so you too can experience astounding shifts in your body. I'll talk with you more about this too in the next audio. You're in for a wonderful ride, as exciting or peaceful as you choose it to be. The fun is, it starts in a place most people have never even thought about, relative to their health, if they've thought about it at all. Join me for the next audio and discover how you can begin to unravel the mystery hidden in the world of your own beliefs and how you can get to the peaceful and happy solution to your own struggles. This is Dr. Alexandra Gajek, wishing you happy health.